All right, Dan Lanning coming up at 4, Joey Harrington 5:30, Oregon, Ohio State, Autzen Stadium tomorrow. Weather looks great. Game day on set. Or, I mean, on campus.
There you go. The set is on campus. Buck was showing me the game day crew was gifted. I think they were Air Force, Duck Air Force Ones.
Yeah, they got custom Duck Air Force Ones from the Oregon equipment
They're
folks.
They're bribing them to
That's
make
smart.
The duck picks.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've done way too much interviewing of the duck. Have
yeah,
you noticed that?
It is a little weird.
He doesn't speak.
No, he doesn't.
And yet we do this bit where
he was the guest picker at one point.
Yeah, he's great, yeah. But...
But he has his limitations.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that they don't have him speak because there'd be nothing worse at this point if all of a sudden, much like, was it Mandrake, the Roboduck? Like all of a sudden, like the duck came out and started talking. Don't do that. Like you got a great thing going. Everyone loves the duck.
Just, what would their voice sound like?
I don't, it's something terrible.
What if Mandrake?
Girl, you something else.
What if they bring Mandrake back tomorrow? And that's the big surprise.
It just hatches.
That would ruffle a few feathers.
Hatches right before the game.
I'm not going to lie. That'd be the greatest thing of all time. You ever do something like where someone, a stand-up comedian, like purposely bombs, like makes everyone uncomfortable? It would be amazing if they just out of nowhere before the game, that the egg showed up in midfield and everyone's like, no.
No.
No, they're
no.
not. They're not. And yep.
No. Oh, no. Well, anyway,
Ohio State should do that. They should bring out their own futuristic duck.
How many fans do we expect from Ohio State?
I don't know. I mean,
anybody know that?
Ohio State always travels well.
Oh yeah,
you know
they have good fans. You know, we've been to a couple games where the Ducks played them.
Yeah, there'll be a couple,
or was it just the one?
What?
Rose Bowl?
The Rose Bowl and then the National Championship game.
Oh yeah, it was two.
Yeah. So they got them twice.
And their fans, I found their fans to be delightful.
Yeah, I got no problem with the Ohio State fans. And I'm
sure they have their bad eggs, just like everyone else. But
it wasn't like Florida. Florida State and Auburn fan were both just...
Yeah, Florida State's the worst fan in college football.
I thought LSU fan really sucked.
Really?
I went to the Dallas game, and I didn't think they were great. But really, really liked Tennessee fans when I went there.
Yeah,
so
they were wonderful.
It all depends.
The Tennessee fan, Tennessee came to Autzen.
Right.
And their fan... that's the last Oregon game I went to.
Yeah.
Was that game. And that... Yes. I'm sorry. Pete, that was the last one I went to, and probably the last one I'll ever go to, unless I'm there tomorrow. But they and their fans were wonderful. The Tennessee fans that showed up there were great.
Nebraska fan has phenomenal, like their reputation.
Yes.
Someone is saying there are no rental cars available in Portland, so that would indicate a influx of Ohioans.
And it's not necessarily a public fan thing, but I did hear that there have been 220 media passes issued for this game, and a typical game is about 75. Yeah. So they're about triple what they usually get.
It'll be packed. You know, it'll be a great environment, and this is why
Well, we know it'll be packed. I just wondered how many Ohio State fans made the trip.
Well, they'll be
good trip to make.
They'll be at the big sliver there in the corner of the stadium. I don't know how many that is. You get like what, maybe 7,000, 5 to 7 in that one corner there. Yeah. You'll see
their band.
You'll see a bunch of red.
Yeah, I'm curious what their actual allotment is, and then how many more they get on top of that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you get whatever your allotment is, and then after that, you'd have to buy it on the secondary market. So everyone that comes from the allotment, you see them, they put them in the corner there, and that's in every stadium. They stick them in the crappy corner there in one of the end zones, and you get get a section of red there. But that place is going to be rocking. I don't care how many Ohio State fans are there; it's going to be a giant home field advantage. And when you're talking about snap counts and audibles, even now with the in-ear communication, it's hard. It's some false start penalties, and playing on the road's tough. I personally think that in football, the home field advantage is bigger than probably any other sport, simply from a communication standpoint. I mean, yeah, you can talk about nerves and basketball and baseball and a rowdy crowd and hockey, you get last line change, but when so much of football is based on audibles and communication, I remember playing in places like Alabama and be in the center and I couldn't hear my quarterback. We had to go on silent counts. He's got his hands on your ass and you can't hear him. I mean, and I'm sure Autzen's going to be like that. And that's a big advantage. They are going to rock your ass for 2 hours. And that's, that will be when you're on the road, if you're Ohio State, the biggest thing you can do early is just take the crowd out. But if you let Oregon, get some momentum and that crowd gets buzzing, that's a beast. You may not be able to see momentum on the scoreboard, But it's a real thing, despite what some like talking heads will tell you. Dude, momentum is a real, real damn thing.
Did you hear the clip of the, I think it was a offensive lineman from Ohio State?
Yeah.
Talking about how
he didn't like these.
He doesn't like these types of games. He doesn't like the big.
Oh, that ticked off a whole bunch of their fans.
All their fans are pissed at this guy.
Losing their minds.
So he basically said, I don't know, do you have it in there?
I don't think we do.
I heard it on
I saw it too.
I heard it on my favorite midday show, Danny and Dusty. Basically,
if you heard it there, then we have it.
And it was, I think it was in the preseason. I think it was at their media day. So it was the start of the year. He wasn't talking about this game specifically. And he did go on, by the way. And of course, it's a soundbite that they cut. But if you listen to the whole thing, he does clarify at the end of this.
I'm not a big, I don't like it on national television because you just get, if you get messed up, everybody knows. The reporters, the announcers, everybody. But at the same time, you got to embrace it too. I think last year, personally, when it was a big game, I would kind of shy away from it, but now I feel more experienced and just ready to play the game, and it's a cool environment because you never get to experience anything like this ever again in your life. So
and I mean, wait, was he talking specifically about the Oregon game there?
No, I think this was at the start of the year. He was just talking about big games when he was before.
Because they play in front of 100,000 people.
Exactly. I just think he was just saying there's a lot of guys that probably feel that way. Then in those big moments, there's a lot of butterflies and nerves. Sure. And you know, the guy's being honest.
Well, we forget how young these guys are.
Let's also not act like the guy is. People took that and was like, oh, this guy sucks. No, he's actually a really good offensive lineman. He's a really good offensive lineman. So just because you feel some nerves or, you know, that those games can feel a lot doesn't mean that the kid doesn't go out and play. Doesn't mean he doesn't go out and ball out.
Not built for the moment.
Exactly. But of course,
what's his name?
John Fryer.
Okay, he's offensive lineman.
He's their right tackle.
All right. I'll be keeping an eye on him tomorrow. Right. You watch.
You're going to go to the game and heckle him. Make an exception.
Well, let's take a break. And when we come back, I have a few game day notes from ESPN Game Day. And then Dan Lanning will join us at 4 o'clock on The Fan.